Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Those who are desirous of achieving complete perfection in life must submissively hear all topics that are connected with the transcendental activities and qualities of the personality of Godhead, who acts wonderfully. Purport. The systematic hearing of the transcendental activities, qualities, and names of Lord Sri Krishna pushes one towards eternal life. Systematic hearing means knowing him gradually in truth and fact. And this knowing him in truth and fact means attaining eternal life, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Such transcendental glorified activities of Lord Sri Krishna are the prescribed remedy for counteracting the process of birth, death, old age, and disease, which are considered to be material awards for the conditioned living being. The culmination of such a perfectional stage of life is the goal of human life and the attainment of transcendental bliss. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you for giving me the service of giving class one day, presenting something on Bhagavatam for the pleasure of the senior devotees, all the devotees, and Srila Prabhupada and their lordships. I humbly ask for blessings. I can't say anything without the devotees giving me some realizations. Every day we're churning so much knowledge, and I'm just going to try and repeat things I've heard. And yeah, thank you. So, just to read the translation again, those who are desirous of achieving complete perfection in life must submissively hear all topics that are connected with the transcendental activities and qualities of the personality of Godhead, who acts wonderfully. So from my understanding, Srila Prabhupada is saying that we come to Krishna consciousness and immediately we know the perfection of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. And he's saying that by hearing, not just simply hearing, but hearing submissively and hearing systematically, methodically, not just bland hearing, faithless hearing, but with the method of hearing, one can receive transcendental knowledge, realizations, and change his behavior in such a way that he can go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada says that this is the counteracting process. It's a prescribed method. Just as the Maha Mantra is prescribed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, similarly, hearing from the bona fide authorities, scriptures, is another process, another prescribed method for counteracting the process, counteracting the four walls of this prison: birth, death, old age, and disease. So that's just my understanding of this, and I'd like to talk about who to hear from in this Bhagavatam class. How can we hear transcendental knowledge better, and why should we hear transcendental knowledge? So just to go for a summary of what's just happened so far in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sruta Goswami from verse 1 to 8, he's been talking about Maharaj Pariksit's birth, his death, and the dealings that Maharaj Pariksit has been having with Kali. And also now, from text 9 to 23, Sruta Goswami is giving a whole glorification on hearing about Krishna. He's describing the glories about hearing about Krishna, many, many verses, just glorifying the process of hearing about the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord. So I wanted to ask the devotees, maybe we can remember something from Srimad Bhagavatam. And we always, Srimad Bhagavatam, we know, is literally a whole conversation. One person is talking, one person is hearing. So this verse is connected to the whole process of Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and someone's talking. A bona fide authority is talking, and a submissive person is hearing. So maybe we can remember a few of the devotees who, just by hearing transcendental knowledge of Krishna's pastimes and activities and qualities, nama, guna, rupa, lila, they achieved the perfection of life. Any ideas, any guesses, anyone remember anyone? So Pariksit Maharaj, so he got cursed to die in 7 days, and then he heard from Srila Sukadev Goswami before he left this world, and he did achieve perfection. Yep. Vidura, and who did he hear from? Maitreya Rishi also. I haven't gone that deep into Srimad Bhagavatam yet, but that's a really good example also. Anyone else? Kapila Dev and Devahuti, yes. Also, anyone else? Narad Muni in his previous life, yes. So, as a boy, he was hearing the talks of the Brahmanas and taking their Mahaprasadam. He became Narad Muni in his next life. Okay. Maybe you can explain that. Who is that?
Well, Gokarna was the pious one. And Dandukani was the one who wasn't pious. He was doing simple. And he became a ghost. So Gokarna was looking for Dandukani, and he found him, and Dandukani said, "I've become a ghost now. You have to help me come out of this body." So then Gokarna arranged the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Dandukani was in a tree bound by ropes, And he arranged the Bhagavatam recitation. So each day, one of the ropes would break.
Wow.
So seventh day, he attained a forearm form and went back to Vaikuntha.
Wow. Jai.
So the others asked, how come we didn't get that? He got it. So Dandu Gokarna said, because he heard attentively. Your minds were other places. Then he arranged another recitation of Bhagavatam and they all got the benefit.
Thank you. So, it depends who you're hearing from and how you hear determines the quality of the knowledge, if it goes just in one ear, out the other, or it goes down to the heart and changes your life. So who to hear from is the first topic I want to discuss. And we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very particular on what or who the devotees should hear from. Anyone heard Mayavada Bhasya? What is that? Anyone know what that means? Mayavada Bhasya. Yeah? Yes, so it's the commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam by the impersonalists, followers of Shankaracharya. And he says that if you hear this, your whole spiritual life is ruined. Just hearing this. So you can just imagine, I mean, we haven't had experience, maybe we do, some devotees may have experience, but it would be, we wouldn't take it so nicely. It would be very offensive towards Krishna. They would be saying, you know, he's one, he hasn't got any form, he has no emotions, he has no love, there's nothing to that he can give you, just become him. So that when the devotees will hear things like this, they'll get very, very offended. But even more possible is after a little bit too much exposure to that, we may even start believing it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't hear the commentary of Mayavada on Srimad Bhagavatam. Because unless you're Madhyamadikari and your faith is at a certain level, that it can't be decreased as well. But even still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns against anyone, Uttama, Madhyam, anyone. So there's also businessmen who recite Bhagavatam for money, or to, as we know from the other class, they recite Bhagavatam to take care of their family, which is a huge offense, reciting Bhagavatam for money. So when they recite Bhagavatam, it comes from a place where there's ulterior motives. It comes from a place where there's less impurity. They may be able to recite verses, they may be able to speak eloquently, but there is no purity because the intention is wrong. It's not to free the listeners from the cycle of birth and death, it is for their own purposes, their own desires. But when a person, a bona fide person, spiritual master, the acharyas, the ISKCON gurus, and sadhus, pure sadhus in ISKCON, when they speak Srimad Bhagavatam, they have no other ulterior motives except to repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada. And in such a way, those words, if they are flowing nicely, like pure milk, no added water, then the nectar will flow also and change the hearts of the devotees or non-devotees who are listening even. This is who not to listen to, but who to listen to. And a bona fide person, how do we know they're bona fide? In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Upadekshanti te jnanam jnani nastatva darshana. So they have realized the truth and they are able to explain the truth perfectly. Upadekshanti te jnanam, explain it, and they are tatva darshana, they've seen the truth also. They are also in disciplic succession, parampara. The mercy is descending downwards, and so they can also pass on that mercy. So these are the people who to listen to, instead of the businessmen and the Mayavada Bhasya. But as we heard Srinivas Prabhu's story of Dandaka and someone, Gokhan, the people around that Srimad Bhagavatam class that was being given to him, they were asking, why haven't I received that opportunity? And Srinivas Prabhu said that they weren't attentive. They weren't attentive to that Srimad Bhagavatam class. So it brings me on to the next point, is how to hear transcendental knowledge. how to hear it in such a way where it flows not through the ears and out the other end, but it goes straight in and straight down and gives you the realizations that we are desiring in Krishna consciousness, how to do that. Or let's first start with how not to hear. So we see maybe sometimes we're listening to some kirtan, we're listening to a lecture, we're listening to bhajans being played, we're listening to our own japa. And simultaneously we're thinking hundreds and millions of thoughts. So when we have so much to think about, it's difficult for the knowledge to get processed in, like through a solid, a transparent pipe, you know, like that. We could be listening to someone, but our brain is somewhere else. Just like we have experience, I mean, especially me in japa, my brain is somewhere else, but I'm still trying to listen, but still the brain is somewhere else. So the effect of the Maha Mantra will be decreased. So the one thing not to do is thinking while you're hearing. Like you see pure devotees, and even when they're in a conversation with other devotees, all they're doing is focused attentiveness on the words of who they're talking to. And in that way, they are able to process information. Shravanam, then kirtanam. If you want to be a good talker, you should be a really good listener. And if you want to have a conversation with someone, it's not, let me talk, let me say what I want, then it will be a one-sided conversation. If you hear what they say, then you can pass, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He heard Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for 7 days, constantly heard him. And that attention, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very, very impressed. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, this is right. So in the similar way, we have to hear first, especially on the streets in the Sankirtan. We don't straight go and, you know, we say, you know, change your life now, this is a book, go to the temple, shave up, get a dhoti. Go to Mangalarati, chant 16 rounds. No, we ask them questions. How is your life? What do you do for a living? We try to get to know them. Friendship comes first. And that friendship is only based on Shravanam. We hear what they have to say. We hear them. We know them better. We know their concerns. That we know their needs. We know their desires. Then we can bring in Krishna. If we don't know them, if we don't know a subject matter, how can we change the certain individual? So good to know before preaching. But also with a challenging attitude, some tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So in the purport of that verse, Srila Prabhupada says, when you want to ask a question or when you want to hear from the bona fide authority, you don't have any challenge. It's not a bad, negative attitude. Let me ask a question and see how much he actually knows about the philosophy. But it's a question only to help you benefit in your spiritual life instead of challenge the other person to put yourself above them. And motivated, ulterior motives we talked about, but also selective hearing. So we could be hearing this, you know, lecture or this kirtan. I'm going to listen to this Maha Mantra, like for just the half the Maha Mantra, or maybe just half the lecture. Or just maybe this part's what he's saying and this part's not. It's okay. I don't need that in my life. So it's like saying to the Vedas, you know, I'm gonna chop the Vedas in half. I'm going to keep this for myself, but I don't need that. But the Vedas are the whole thing. We have to accept the whole thing also. So this is how not to hear. But there is, for example, sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes you have so much sin acquired in your bank account, so much karma that needs to be done, and sometimes the knowledge can't go in. Because, for example, Krishna consciousness can't be taken by those who are sinful. Krishna consciousness can't be taken immediately, especially when there's so much karma needing to be done. I can talk about my own life in that way. I grew up in a devotee family. I knew all the, I knew many aspects of Krishna consciousness. I was reciting some Bhagavad Gita verses. My mom was very helpful, teaching me, helping me to chant especially. I went to the temple, went to sanghas, went to sankirtan. But were my ears working? Or was my mind working? That I had to understand later is actually my ears, they were not working because I had to pass a specific state of my life to understand things better, to go through experience. So we have to be like bees in the temple, wherever we go. We have to constantly try and take the nectar from the senior devotees, even the junior devotees. We take the nectar. What are they saying? Can it change my life? And that is first-class intelligence. If you can, we learn in Srimad in Srila Prabhupada's purports, there's four types of intelligence. Or is it three? Let me go through them. The first type is hearing. Just by hearing something, immediately it's established, it's realized, and you're practicing it already. But, for example, a father tells the son, don't touch the fire, it's going to burn you. The son, if he's the first-class intelligence, he will learn immediately and he wouldn't touch the fire. But some children, at least, the explanation is that a second-class person will need to see someone getting burnt and then they'll realize. Not just through hearing, but seeing, visual learner, not audible learner. That's the second type of intelligence. And then the third type of intelligence is that even after hearing, not to rob a bank, even after seeing the robber going to prison, he still does the act, he still goes to prison, and then he realizes, through going and experiencing the whole process. That's third class intelligence. And we can see this, we can actually pinpoint things in our life where we use first class, we can use third class, use second class. And then there's fourth class. The robber goes back to the bank again and again and keeps going to prison. The child keeps on going into the flames, keeps on hurting himself, even after he's seen all the other things, after he's heard, after he's experienced. So, how to hear the transcendental knowledge? Srinvatam Sva Katha Krishna Purnya Shravana Kirtana. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in all of our hearts, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desires for material enjoyment from the heart of a devotee who has developed an urge to hear. The urge, the desire. As Srinivasa Prabhu was saying, he had a desire, he was fully attentive in that desire, and that's why he got cleansed from his material desires, his material contamination. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurinitai ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So then Krishna, the Shastras worked on him because he had the desire, the urge, the lobha, the greed. That's the only qualification we need in spiritual life, is greed, intense greed to go back home or to serve Krishna. Greed can be it can be seen in many ways. I really want to go back home because here is suffering. That's not the greed we're looking for. We need the greed, I want Krishna because I love Krishna, because he's attractive. He's not just making me happy, but I want to make him happy. I don't want to come back to the material world again. That's not the attitude, but I want to go to the spiritual world just to please Krishna. That's the attitude. Then Srila Prabhupada says, hearing systematically, the systematic hearing of transcendental activities, qualities, and names of Lord Sri Krishna pushes one towards eternal life. Systematic. So then you see, Srila Prabhupada has given so many books for us, but there's also a system with those books. Some devotees like to jump. Or even non-devotees, they like to jump to the 10th chapter, which Rasalila Srila Prabhupada says. Don't jump to the 10th chapter and read the Rasalila. He says, not devotees, but anyone. Don't jump, but realize gradually in the preface of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, realize gradually, canto by canto by canto, chapter by chapter, realize the knowledge like that. But we can also try and establish that principle in our own life where we act and we read on the level that we are. Krishnadas Goswami says, just read all of Srila Prabhupada's books first, because in those books has all of Srila Prabhupada's mercy to give you all the advancement very quickly. So it's just Sri Chila Prabhupada's books. If you are told you're going to leave this world very soon, and you are wondering what to do, chanting and reading, what books would you read first? Srila Prabhupada's books. Everything is given, like the whole, all the acharyas' commentaries, all the tattva, Srila Prabhupada has given. In every page, he's mentioning the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No other acharya has done that. Every page, Lord Sri Krishna is there. Purification on every page. So if you want to get purified really, really quickly, read Srila Prabhupada's books first. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. But work on the level that we're at is a rule for me also. Hearing submissively. We talked about no ulterior motives, no challenging. So this is a submissive attitude. But also hear amongst devotees. Srinivas Prabhu, I think, and also Krishna, Damodar Krishna Prabhu, they said that when you hear something, you tell three other devotees and you'll never forget it again. And it's worked in my life. And sometimes I don't have a chance to tell three devotees. I write it down in three different places on my phone. Maybe I send it to someone, maybe I write it on my notes, maybe I rewrite it in a different note. I send this information to three different devotees, even non-devotees, and because spiritual knowledge is repetition, is repetitive knowledge. Only when it's repeated again and again is it established. So we can hear the same things. Srila Prabhupada is talking about birth and death, the soul, it's Krishna, several hundreds of times in all of his purports. He's talking about the four propensities, he's talking about the four defects, he's talking about so much Bhagavan, Paramatma, Super Soul, Brahman, all these things. The more we hear these, the more realizations we'll get. Vaya Sakish Cha Bhagavan, Shukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, was also full in transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev. So there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. So he's saying Sukadev, the son of Vyasadev, he achieved such mercy because there was discussion of Krishna in association with devotees. That's all you need. That's the mercy. So then it brings me to the next point. Okay, we heard so many different topics. We have no ulterior motives. Maybe we're fully attentive and with no challenging attitude, but we still can't realize. So Ananda Gopal Prabhu said that when you realize something, when you act in that realization, then you can say, I've realized that thing. But when you're not acting in that position, then it's just, you have some knowledge. That's what I understand from it. That's what he's helped me to understand, is that, oh, Prabhu, I realized this amazing thing today. You know, Krishna's so beautiful, and I can't keep my eyes off him. I realized he's so attractive. And the next time the devotee goes to Krishna, he's like, oh, okay, Hare Krishna. You know, obeisances and leaves. Attractiveness. Realization has to be applied, like it will, the behavior has to fit the realization. That's how you know one's bona fide, is that his realizations come out in his actions. So then you know, okay, yes, he's realized something, or he hasn't realized and it's still processing. So then how to realize something? Srila Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj gives Pandav Sena four lovely tips. So the first one is Shravanam, obviously. Firstly, hearing. Hearing without ulterior motives, not challenging, as we already discussed. So hearing comes first. Then he goes to the next process, Manasam. Manasam means you're asking, what is the meaning of what I've just heard? What is the meaning? And just simply asking that question, you come to many conclusions, many realizations. You can also ask the meaning inside the association of devotees and together come up with what is Srila Prabhupada really trying to tell us. But without asking the question, what does this mean? there's no possibility of going to the third step, which is Nidhyasanam. Now, it's not Nidra Devi. Nidhyasanam is not sleep on the knowledge. It's how to apply the knowledge. So then you're asking, okay, I know the meaning now. Srila Prabhupada wants us to do this. Okay, now how can I establish this in my life? Some devotees, you know, I've read this, but how can I really practically apply it? I got this instruction, but how can I really practically apply it? And we hear other devotees saying that that's how to do it. So you can see anything you read, we're reading all the time in Krishna consciousness, and we're reading so many different things Srila Prabhupada is saying. You know, do this, niyama, yama, don't do this. Be this way, this is the demon's attitude, this is the devotee's attitude. And every time we read something, we can look at it, look at a mirror. We can keep a mirror on the side of that book and say, is that me? Am I doing it? Am I following those instructions? And if I'm not, how can I get to there? That's the Nidhyasanam. What is the next step to get to that realization? And then the last one, which is rarely talked about, is Vandanam. Srila Bhakti Swaminathan Maharaj says that we can just pray to Krishna, pray to Srila Prabhupada. What are you trying to tell me? What is this? What is the purport? What am I supposed to do? How can I understand this perfectly? Please help me. Vandanam, prayer. Go to Krishna. I just read a beautiful purport today, Krishna, but I have no idea what it means. I have no idea how to apply it. Krishna, please help me. Krishna, please give me the intelligence. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smriti jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna is the giver of intelligence. He is the ability in man. We can't do anything without his mercy. So praying, even in japa, we can try and, you know, I'm going to do one extra japa just so I can understand this purport. I'm going to do two extra japas so I can understand this purport. I can apply it in my life. That's vandanam. Okay, we're going pretty slowly. Okay. Sorry. So there's many perfections of life. I'll try and speed up a little bit also. But there's many perfections of life. A karmi has his type of perfection. A jnani has his type of perfection. The person in Buddhism has his type of perfection. The Vedic scholars have their type of perfection. But all purposes of the wells are served by the ever-flowing river of Krishna consciousness. So, yeah, have a happy family, have a job, status, marriage. That's one type of perfection, people will say. Others, like us, will say, man mana bhava mad bhakta. I just want to think about Krishna. I just want to serve Krishna. Anya bilasna sunyam. I just want to serve Krishna without any ulterior motives. That's another type of perfection. So this, actually, Srila Prabhupada says, that's the highest type of perfection. So this hearing, transcendental knowledge, activities and qualities of Krishna will give us that perfection. It will give the karmis the perfection that they want also. Just in Srila Prabhupada's books, it's about social, it's about psychological, it's about emotions. This is a desire tree. Srimad Bhagavatam is a desire tree. You can fulfill your desires and also dovetail all your desires to Krishna. Fine, you're a karma yoga, just read Srimad Bhagavatam. Be a perfect karma yogi. You're American, you don't understand anything. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, you become a better American, but you'll be a Krishna conscious American. You wanna do business? Okay, read Srimad Bhagavatam. You wanna be a ruler? Okay, read Srimad Bhagavatam. So many things are given. How to rule also, I think, fourth canto. How to rule. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, but do it for Krishna. It will give you the highest knowledge, but just it will give you Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada is saying hearing will give one perfection, and because the perfection Srila Prabhupada is talking about in this purport, at least Krishna is talking about, not Krishna, Sudha Goswami is talking about, is it gives smaranam. Shravanam Kirtanam gives smaranam at the time of death. 4.9 Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvata. So this is just by knowing, this is the purport, this Srila Prabhupada says, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, knowing him in fact means attaining eternal life. Just by saying, Tatvamsi, O Krishna, you are the same Brahman, immediately if you say that to Krishna, you're liberated in a second. So just as the person in prison gives a letter to the king, You are the absolute truth. I surrender completely unto you. Please engage me in your service, my dear king. The prisoner who is suffering in the four walls and shackles, he sends a letter to the king. He says, I surrender to you. He says, I want to know everything about you. I want to be your top fan. I want to love you. I want to serve you. The king will receive it. He'll think, okay, interesting. He's been so sinful. Okay, let me just try and give him a chance. This is a sincere letter. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And then the king will tell the prison guards, you know, treat him a little nicer. Maybe give him a little bit more facility. Just be a little less hard on him, you know. Take him out of the confinement, put him in the normal area where the other crazies are. So he reduces his suffering just by sending a letter to the king, just by wanting to surrender to the king, who he's disobeyed all of his life. He starts to get a better quality of life, although albeit in the prison. And gets to such a stage where he becomes a preacher in that prison. He starts telling other prisoners, just surrender to the king. So in the prison, he becomes part of the king's entourage. And how can the ministers or entourage of the king suffer? They're enjoying the same quality of life as the king. If you're the king's family, if you're working for the king, just as the security guards are, how can you suffer? The security guards aren't suffering. It's a depressing job, but they're not suffering as the people in the prison. So, and just as maybe we have amnesia. Immediately a person has amnesia and he's put into a bed and the family are all around him when he wakes up. He's just, you know, he fell off a bike and he's amnesia immediately. But the family are in front of him and they are talking to him and they're showing him pictures. Remember us. You don't remember us, but, you know, we did this yesterday. We did this yesterday. By that person hearing all the stories that the family are telling them, or him, showing the pictures. We see so many pictures in Srimad Bhagavatam. He remembers his position in that family. So in the same way, we hear transcendental knowledge of the qualities of our father, the family member, and we remember his connection with him. Amnesia reduces. We realize our inheritance in that family. Just like a prince, he's left home, and he's left home in such a way that he's just forgotten his father's a king. He's gotten into sinful life, but someone tells him, Prabhu, you have this inheritance, come back, you know. You can have such a great life. If the prince is intelligent, he'll come back home. So it's the same way if we hear, Yan nama shruti matrena, a man becomes purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet create the holy places of pilgrimage. Therefore, what remains to be attained by those who have become his servants? This is a verse I heard from Ananda Gopal Prabhu, and it's a very nice verse. What remains to be attained by those who have become his servants? Nothing. This is Ramananda Rai talking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'm just going to skip a few things. Okay, so just two, three more points only. So we can hear different, as we know Srila Prabhupada saying in his purport several times, there's different types of sound vibration. And by changing the sound that we hear in life, changes our future. In childhood, we hear so many things. We get pressure from the society, be this type of person. We may get chastised by our parents. We may get loving sound vibrations. We may get hatred, envious sound vibrations. Those sound vibrations change our psychophysical nature when we grow up, gives us our desires, gives us our intentions, gives us our perceptions in life. But the devotee, understanding this, all he wants to do is chant Hare Krishna, because that is the new mantra that he wants to put in his head, because that will give him the future. The person who's putting bad, negative, envious sound vibrations in his head, listening to the devotees, listening to people who hurt him, give him negative feelings, and he contemplates on those feelings, he contemplates on those thoughts, that will lead him to a negative future. But a devotee, what he does is he's just always meditating on Krishna, hearing, being like a bee. There's sadhus here in the temple. Let me hear everything. When the teacher is talking, Arjuna said to Dronacharya, I don't want to go to sleep because you're not teaching me. But Dronacharya was actually teaching another disciple. And Arjuna woke up and went to Dronacharya and started listening. And Dronacharya was like, what are you doing here? Arjuna said, when a teacher is speaking, your duty or disciple's duty is just to be there and listen. So we have to also follow the same mood. There's material sounds, as we know, but there's also spiritual sounds. So you can either be like the crow, going to the dustbins, going to the sewers, going to the edge of the country and, you know, picking up the litter. Or you can be the dove that never goes there and who has probably a funner life. I'm not sure, the sense gratification for the demons is good apparently, but the dove enjoys pure goodness, pure quality of life, a clean quality of life. So be like a dove instead. We go around our day, we try and listen to the Maha Mantra more in Japa, try and listen to the kirtans, because when we hear the Maha Mantra, we can chant the Maha Mantra better. I was just realizing it this morning, and usually in the Prem Advani prayers, my mind just travels the universe. Jai, where am I again? But Jai comes out, thankfully, you know? But the point is to hear, because when you hear the Prem Advani prayers, it's very, very powerful. Pay obeisances to the whole, all the personalities, all the greatest personalities that can give you the mercy. And just one more mantra from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.2.37. Pibanti ye bhagavata atmana satam. Those who drink through oral reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life, known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, the lotus feet of Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we can hear lectures, we can hear kirtans, but every hour hearing can become purified. We talked about who to hear from, who not to hear from, how to and how not to hear. And hopefully I've said something that, you know, has been beneficial or pleasing to the devotees. But we can also try and develop our relationship with the Maha Mantra. This Shivamara says 99% of your entire spiritual advancement comes from the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. If there's any questions, comments, I'll take them now also.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you. Brilliant class. Really liked your point that whatever knowledge we get, we should share with three people. Wonderful. I just had a question. What if there's on this topic of like toxic hearing, where you were saying that if a person hears a lot of negativity, can that negativity be amongst devotees where, like, let's say hypothetically, you can see a person is getting or is hearing a lot of negative things and their behavior is becoming negative? Does our action or our realization of that knowledge come when we go and help them, or should we just let them discover, pray for them and let them discover it themselves that they're hearing from a wrong authority or not bona fide? How do you, do you have any suggestions on how to deal with that kind of situation?
So what I understand is someone's producing negative vibrations in your life. Maybe they're a devotee, maybe non-devotee, but at least we're talking about a devotee in this subject.
Yeah, and their actions, many devotees.
They're inside the assembly of many devotees.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Oh, okay, not just personal.
Not personal,
okay,
yeah.
I see, okay. And you're saying that their behavior is also a negative attitude, which
because
is affecting...
Because of what they're hearing. what they assume to be authority, they hear from some. You know where you explain that if you hear negative things, right. you will be, end up becoming negative.
Right.
But that can that negative knowledge also exist in within a Krishna conscious environment where you don't want to see bad in anyone, but somehow you know there's.
I think we all have the example that there is. Since we're such positive people, Srila Prabhupada, such positivity, we're used to finding a little negativity or a little. Oh, this person has. That we're used to fault finding usually, but if we're in a big audience and someone's producing an angry attitude, of course it will affect the devotees. But if you have in my experience, if you don't have the authority over that person, you can't really deal with him or her. You don't have a right, actually, to say, to try and change the situation. Because hopefully in the assembly of devotees, there is a senior more than them and who can rectify the situation. It's the duty of their Siksha Guru, their Diksha Guru, their temple authority, the Sankirtan leader, to rectify, but not ours, in my humble opinion.
So if I don't act, that doesn't mean I'm not acting on the knowledge, and I wanted to know. It's not a failure of realization.
Compassionate can be in silence also. My spiritual master said that, I asked him, these dogs and animals, when they are very old, they get put down. So is that right? And I asked him. And he said, only the person who is responsible, like a vet or a doctor or a king, leader, only he can take responsibility. So it means that don't act. I mean, we see different emotions, but it's not in our place to act on those. And if we do act on those, we could make an offense. We could show, imagine a junior telling maybe another junior or senior in assembly of devotees to stop what they're doing. So it should be usually done by, like a leader, Sankirtan leader. And it's our duty to, if we get instructed by a senior to rectify the situation, then the empowerment has flown, descended, and it will give us the opportunity. But if the instruction doesn't come to us, then just praying for them might be the best thing. Sorry
Thank
if
you.
I made
Thank
a mistake.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. My question is, how can we hear what Krishna is trying to tell us when we go through suffering? The noise can drown out the lesson. So how can we extract lessons from our suffering?
So, I can say in my experience, I had to miss like 2 weeks of Mangal Arati. My foot was having a virus and I had to stay in the medical room for 2 weeks. Two months probably. I forgot the duration. It was a blur for me. But introspection helped me. Realizing that, and other devotees have told me, when in that situation, they're asking their Siksha Gurus, what does this mean? Their Diksha Gurus, what does this mean? We're also realizing that you have a direct relationship with Krishna. You can ask him, what am I supposed to do? So I was in that room, and of course, FOMO, I was missing out. But Krishna gave me I understood in that reality, in that connection, that when I was in isolation in the manor, in the isolation house, I didn't read one bit. I didn't read anything. So Krishna allowed me to read. Krishna allowed me to develop my japa. Krishna gave me a place, like a little, place where I can just do my studies, bhajan. And so who's to say that that's not Krishna saying, go deep? That came from introspection. Why is this happening? And as soon as we ask, the quality of our question determines the quality of our life, Srila Prabhupada says, but also asking seniors, what can I do in this situation? What does this mean? And also reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we understand why we got the suffering in the first place. So maybe that helps, maybe it doesn't. I apologize.
Definitely helps. Thank you.
Oh, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. And I just had a follow-up question to what Harika was saying. So when we hear this negativity, is it actually offense if we don't want to hear it? And if we, yeah, how can we behave in such a situation? Because if we are just hearing it, then it affects us also, and we start to think negatively as well. And yeah, so what is the best way to, in that situation, to, of course, like you said, pray for this person, but also how to protect ourselves from this contamination?
I think Srila Prabhupada says that if, it depends on what they're speaking about, but if they're blaspheming devotees, if they're blaspheming Vaishnava, Guru, Shastra, if they're making an offense, and we give oral reception to that, is basically like Maya Vadabhasya is going to contaminate us. So actually, Srila Prabhupada says, I think there's three options. Either you can defeat, the first option is to try and defeat that person. It depends on the circumstance, but your duty is also to defend the devotees, to protect the devotees. So you can also take a chance with instruction, with empowerment, to try and rectify the process by defeating the arguments, of defeating that negative energy. And Srila Prabhupada then says, if you can't do that, run away. Leave immediately, he says. Because those sound vibrations will affect us. And by hearing something I'm trying to realize still, but hearing opposite of glorification is right. So hearing the blasphemy of devotees will change your opinion about them in a second. I've seen it in my life, that hearing something, and Sutta Prabhupada was saying the same thing, he has to hear so many different arguments and so many different opinions, and he's trying to keep a stable mind in the midst of the chaos. So run away, or be very, very absorbed in Krishna and know that Krishna is actually acting in this situation. That's why he sanctioned this situation. So what's my duty is to listen to the sanctioner. It's going to happen, it has to happen. But my duty, if I can't be there, because my spiritual life will be affected, leave. And then the third option, Srila Prabhupada says, if you can't defeat the person, if you can't leave, kill yourself. <It's>, let's not try and get to that stage. And I don't think it is for us, that instruction, because that situation hopefully never arises. But it can. We can try and take the principle out of it. We can try and leave immediately, or block our ears, you know, things like this, if we can't rectify the situation. So I'm sorry if I said any mistake.
No, thank you very much. So it wouldn't be offensive if we just leave, somebody speaking to us and we just leave?
No, because your spiritual life comes first. And if their sound vibration is not helpful for your spiritual life, since it's a public, this is what I'm saying, it's a public situation, so you're not in the spotlight, you can go. But if it was a personal situation, you probably have to ask, Prabhu, I need to leave. Mataji, I need to leave. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do well in my spiritual life, and I don't like this in my spiritual life. It's not very good. So if you can't change that vibration, I must avoid. I'm not avoiding you. I'm avoiding the situation. I'm avoiding this vibration because the vibrations are not good for my spiritual life. This blasphemy is not good for my spiritual life. You're a great person. You're doing devotee. You're serving Krishna. You're chanting 16 rounds. But I voluntarily choose not to get too close to you, because Srila Prabhupada says you have to be very discriminative with the type of association you have. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada says try to associate with the seniors. They're going to purify you quickly. Their sound vibration is compassionate, truthful, pleasing, beneficial. So it won't be offensive. If we try and say, Prabhu, Mataji, I'm sorry. Please, you know, excuse me. Please have mercy. Hare Krishna. It's difficult, yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your answer. This was really wonderful. I just wanted to continue this question, actually. What do we do when we have a kind of responsibility to listen everyone? And how can we get rid of these kind of things?
So it's, yeah, it's a good question. Responsibility is normally given, it's not assumed, thankfully. So with that, assuming the responsibility, offenses and detrimental consequences may take place. But when you're given, when you've been given the responsibility to listen, that is an instruction which may also protect you. And there's a sense of, let me try and help this person. There's more compassion to help them rather than to make offense. Like Srila Prabhupada, I mean, of course, Srila Prabhupada had to put several people in charge also, and they couldn't also listen, and sometimes they had to report to Srila Prabhupada. You know, this went wrong, these two devotees are fighting, these two, something's happened. So they're carrying that responsibility back to the person who's given them the instruction, and therefore they're just a post, they're just a postman, they're a messenger. So when you have that meditation, potentially, that this is happening, Krishna's arranging this so that it will be beneficial for these two devotees, but I still must report, I still must give my responsibility and carry out my duty. Duty is obviously the first thing, but that will come with the instruction, the empowerment to go above that offensive or negative energy is through the instruction of the person who gave it to you. Sorry if I made a mistake. Maybe we can ask the devotees, anyone has any comments they can ask, they can reveal.
I was hearing Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj as well, speaking about this point about, you know, if you're in a situation and you can't avoid hearing something negative, you know, if it's your responsibility, for example, to listen to people. And he was saying, you know, if there's absolutely no way that you can avoid hearing something negative, then the best thing to do is just you know, internally chant the Maha Mantra. And then, you know, it's kind of, yeah, countering.
Yeah, so there's Samprabha also.
Mataji kind of said the same point I was going to make, but there's so much protection available because we're dealing with Krishna. Like Mahaprabhu instructed the devotees, go and preach, you know, we go on the streets and you stalk to all kinds of people that could absolutely kill your spiritual life in 1 second, but there's so much protection because that's Krishna's order.
So Revati, it just brought me to a point. Revati Nanda Prabhu had to do this crazy act. he was telling us in Bhakti Shastri. He had to go and sell, get money for New Mayapur, but he was in, like, you know, a crazy place, many, many sinful activities happening, many sinful activities were happening, but he had to get the money. He had to sell these kachori, samosas, I don't know. He was selling prasad, and he was amidst so much sin, and he said that he had to really, really be absorbed in Krishna. Really, like really, so much so that there was nothing else in the mind. It was just the Maha. It was just like, you know, fully Krishna conscious, and that's how he survived it. So it's a very good point that if we can't hear and we don't have any other option, just sincerely pray to Krishna, and the best prayer is Maha Mantra. Stay absorbed. So the Prabhupada will also say, stay absorbed. Learn to live in the chaos. We have to live in the chaos so much. So then you have to. Be absorbed. The more chaos you have, the more absorption you need. Okay, thank you. Please, if there's any like improvements I can make, you can text me a message. Rasaraj, you did this wrong, and say for the next class. So that'd be helpful. Thank you. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.